Are you using IV5-Hugh-Lucovorin at this point or mainly Xeloda?
I've been a very strong proponent of Xeloda, both in metastatic disease setting and also in the adjuvant setting. So I have to say, when we use fluoropyrimidine monotherapy, it's purely Xeloda at this point, because I think patients also like the fact that they can take the pills in the comfort of their home, they can maintain daily activity, and it's just much more convenient for them. I think the one thing, obviously, that one needs to be more aware of is the patient education aspect with oral chemotherapy. And for us, you know, it's very important for the nursing staff, the fellows, and the physicians to spend more time to explain to patients how to take the medications and what to look out for in terms of potential side effects.
What do you tell them to call you for, or what do you tell them to stop the medication for?
Well, obviously, I think the main side effect that one has to be concerned about with Xeloda and or Xeloda-based regimens is the development of the hand-foot syndrome. And what we tell patients is the moment they actually start noticing redness, swelling, any tingling of the palms or soles of their feet, to call us immediately. Now, as you can imagine, their first impulse is not to call, because I think their feeling is if they call, we're going to tell them perhaps to stop, come in to be evaluated, and then to decide what to do. But I think where people have run into trouble and where we've seen the significant grade 3 hand-foot toxicity is when patients aren't told, aren't educated to call immediately for us to then evaluate them and to decide what to do.